You'll find an authoritative witness to the gospel of salvation by grace alone in the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, the Concordia Commentary on Galatians. It's written by Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Andrew Das. The Concordia Commentary on Galatians is published by Concordia Publishing House. Their phone number, 1-800-325-3040, or you can read an excerpt at issuesetc.org. The Concordia Commentary on Galatians, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin on this Friday afternoon, September the 26th. We are coming to you live and we're ready to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we like to play with our listeners. It's a way of going back and listening to some of the highlights of what we've done here with our excellent guests on Issues Etc. in the course of the last week or so. So when Friday rolls around, as often as we can, we like to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites. We're going to play them. And then you give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet, @IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and leave your vote there. There's space that we have made for you there. If you vote by email or Twitter or by the fan page, make sure you leave your, we want your name, we want where you're listening, and why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. That's important information. Now, it's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package. We have an IF Issues t-shirt and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad to give away to the listener with the best vote right at the very end of the program on this Friday afternoon. We got four soundbites. We're going to play them for you. And phone call voters get to vote first. Soundbite number one this week comes from Pastor David Peterson. We were talking about the preaching of God's law. Here he is answering the question, is God's law a gift?
The law is a gift because it's also the word of God, the will of God, and it's good. It's objectively good. What it says is good and what it says is right. So it's certainly a gift, and we need it. It's for our good. So it's not only objectively good, but it's also subjectively good. It's good for us. The law can't save us, but neither can we be saved without the law. The power of salvation is the gospel, the good news of God's satisfaction of the law for us. Without the law, the gospel has no content because the law is the outline of the gospel. The law shows us what Christ fulfills for us. So there is no gospel apart from the law. The gospel is defined by the law. So even though it doesn't save us, we can't be saved without it.
That's Pastor David Peterson with soundbite number one, is God's law a gift? If you want it to be soundbite of the week, you need to vote for it. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet with your vote @IssuesETC or go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, and vote there. Soundbite number two comes from Dr. Matt Richard, a recent conversation on what were we talking about? Well, we kind of wandered into the subject of traditional Christian catechesis, that's instruction in the Christian faith, versus, well, what often substitutes for it, church fads.
I've tried to run that track before, and it's just an unending, exhausting drivenness to try to be relevant versus looking at the timeless truths of the small catechism. You know, you have the law, and you have the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer. And the great thing with that, when we catechize the church into something such as the small catechism and the greater context, which would be the scriptures, we're all being catechized into the same message, the same thing. And so, therefore, Papa and Grandma and also the mom and dad and the youth are all going to be catechized and united in the same theology, the same doctrine that binds us together, versus if you are following every single trend that comes along, each of those different flavors of the month, they all have a different theological emphasis. So you're being catechized into different theologies that ultimately bring about this cognitive dissonance. And I know for myself, breathing in all of that, and I unfortunately did for many years, it ends up being all these different theologies basically trying to live in the same theological house, and they cannot stand. They war against each other, and a theological system cannot endure that. it comes collapsing down. And I believe that's exactly what we're starting to see in many American evangelicals' churches today.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Matt Richard. Catechesis versus church fads. Very well said. What do you think? Should it be issues, etc.? Soundbite of the week. You can vote right now by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Pastor Dennis McFadden. We were talking about his journey from Baptist theology to being a Lutheran pastor. Here he is discussing the should of evangelical preaching.
I tell the story of attending a large Bible church where the pastor started off with a bunch of shoulds, and he finished with a bunch of shoulds, and he should all over us the entire sermon. And then when he got to the end of it, he gave a list of applications, and this is the first time the name of Jesus Christ was mentioned. And you guessed it, he said, we should be Christ-centered. And it's that kind of emphasis on things other than Jesus Christ that I think troubled me as well, and it's incredibly popular. And it works. It works very well, and people are attracted to it in droves. But ultimately, I think the Scripture calls us to a much more radically cross-centered experience where we focus on the cross of Jesus Christ and focus on the delivery of forgiveness to meet the need of troubled consciences. And I find in the final analysis, that's a much more satisfying and a much more ultimately, ironically, fulfilling way to approach the faith.
That is soundbite number three. If you want to vote for it, all you got to do is give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or send us an email. Tell us you're voting for soundbite number three and why. Talkback@issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can also vote by a tweet. Just send us that tweet at @issuesetc. Okay, that's soundbite numbers one, two, and three. Get ready to vote. Soundbite number four is next. It's Pastor Peter Bender. We were talking about the birth of John the Baptist and the events that lead up to it, and his father Zacharias being told by an angel in the temple that his prayer had been heard. What was Zacharias praying for?
There was a specific liturgy that would have been prayed, and that liturgy every day included a confession of sins for himself as priest and for the people. And it also included a prayer for the coming of Messiah. So when the angel Gabriel appears to Zechariah, he's praying the liturgy, he's calling upon the Lord for forgiveness and the sending forth of Messiah. He is not, as so many conclude, well, he went bebopping up to the temple and said, jeepers, Lord, it would sure be nice if me and Elizabeth could have a baby. And then Gabriel appears and says, well, okay, the Lord has heard your prayer. You're going to get that baby. No, the prayer is the liturgy of Israel, praying for forgiveness and praying for the coming of Messiah. And what did Gabriel announce? Gabriel announced, not only is the Messiah coming, but you and your wife Elizabeth, though she is barren, will be taken up into the plan of salvation as the parents of the forerunner of the Christ.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Pastor Peter Bender, what was aged Zacharias really praying for there in the temple? You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. We've played them for you. You've listened. Now all that's left in the game is for you to vote. This break is a great time to call and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us that vote via email. We'll get it right here in real time. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at @issuesetc or go to our Facebook fan page right now and vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Tuesday, Wednesday, hard to tell. Thursday, never looking back. It's Friday, I'm in love.
It is the greatest adventure you could ever possibly imagine. It's demanding, it's hard, it's challenging, and what a blessing it is.
Dr. Larry Rast, president of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, on why a man should consider the vocation of pastor.
And it is an incredible blessing to be honored with the opportunity to work with these incredible young men and older men as well, who are committing themselves to the proclamation of God's Word, the right distinction of law and gospel, and to take the good news of Jesus Christ into all the world.
You can find out more about studying for the pastoral ministry at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, at ctsfw.edu or call 1-800-481-2155. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, forming servants in Jesus Christ who teach the faithful, reach the lost, and care for all.
Less laughing, more Jesus. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
It is time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, September the 26th. We are coming to you live and playing the little game we call Soundbite of the Week. We've played the four soundbites. Now it's your turn to vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to go first. 1-877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email with your vote. We'll get it right here in real time. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet with a vote at issuesetc or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. And we will give away one LPR bundle package to the listener with the best vote on this Friday afternoon. Should it be soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson, is God's law a gift? Soundbite number two, Dr. Matt Richard, catechesis versus church fads. Soundbite number three, Pastor Dennis McFadden, the should preaching of evangelicalism. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Peter Bender, on what was Zacharias praying for in the temple? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go to Olathe, Kansas, where Roger is waiting on the line. Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Which one are you voting for?
Number four, Peter Bender.
And why is that?
Well, it's because I love it when evangelical myths are dispelled. I grew up with a lot of those, and I love it when the light of Jesus Christ shines on them and exposes them for what they are.
Roger, thank you very much. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Let's see what Cheryl has to say in Indianapolis. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. I'm voting for soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson, is God's law a gift? And because all of God's word is a gift of his love, with the gift of the law at Mount Sinai, the God of the universe makes known to us his ways. With the gift of the gospel of Christ, Jesus, the one mediator between God and man, he makes a way for us to Mount Zion, his presence.
Cheryl, thank you very much. Smartest listeners in radio. Margie in Lake Stevens, Washington, votes for soundbite number four. I've always been slightly puzzled over the idea that Zacharias was still praying for a child. Pastor Bender just gave me an aha moment. It was the prayers of this service in the temple, the liturgical prayers. God is listening to our prayers for mercy even now, even when I am fighting to keep my mind from wandering during the same old prayers. I can see Zacharias' face of blank astonishment. Say what? Yes, the baby will usher in the mercy of God, and the true answer to all our prayers. Thank you for unlocking that puzzle for me and helping me recognize the efficacy of the liturgical prayers. Margie, happy to do that for you, and thanks for listening in Washington. Mary votes for soundbite number two, Dr. Matt Richardson, on catechesis versus church fads. Mary says, I took catechism and joined the Lutheran Church, Zion Lutheran, Dexter, Iowa, a year that I turned 60. Pastor didn't require me to memorize as he does the kids. I guess he thought it might be too hard for me, but I have memorized all six chief parts. What a blessing to have this layman's Bible in my head. That's a great way of thinking about it, Mary. The Small Catechism is one of his greatest, if not the greatest, contributions that Dr. Martin Luther gave, not only to the Lutheran Church, but to the Christian faith. Mary, thank you so much, and thanks for your vote. Richard is listening in North Dakota. He says, we vote for Dr. Matt Richard. He is incredibly astute with his response to subject matter and provides scripture and knowledge to back up his response. Thanks for listening in North Dakota. What about the rest of you? There's still plenty of time for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week and win the LPR bundle package, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can also send us a tweet with your vote at IssuesETC, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. Speaking of a tweet, this one comes from Vivek in Huntersville, North Carolina, voting for soundbite number three. Struggle with such shoulds in the past and currently researching Lutheranism. Keep listening there, Vivek in Huntersville, North Carolina, and thanks for your vote. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is a Bible commentary on one book. It's in-depth. I'm looking at probably 600 pages there, all on one very important New Testament book that you do well to understand. It is in many ways a key to understanding the rest of the New Testament. That book is Paul's letter to the Galatians. The author, Dr. Andrew Doss, of this Concordia commentary on Galatians. You will not be disappointed. It will go as deep as you want to go into the book of Galatians, and perhaps even deeper. Find out more about this book at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and just order the Concordia Commentary on Galatians by Dr. Andrew Doss. Their toll-free number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. This tweet and vote comes from Vanessa. Vanessa says, I vote for soundbite number two from Pastor Matt Richard. Though we see with recent hashtag Wiki14, fads aren't a solely evangelical issue. You are quite right, Vanessa. Very astute of you. They are sadly a substitute for the catechism, Luther's catechism, even among Lutherans, sad to say. RD says, I vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Dennis McFadden on the should preaching of evangelicalism. Great view. And he is it's marvelous to hear somebody voting for a brand new Lutheran pastor, Pastor Dennis McFadden. Here's a tweet from John in Omaha, Nebraska. Because the timeless truths of God's word do not need to be updated with flashy marketing, he's voting for Dr. Matt Richard, soundbite number two, catechesis versus church fads. That's his vote. Well, let's squeeze in one more vote here. This one comes from Herman in Illinois. Herman, what's your vote for soundbite of the week?
Pastor Peter Bender, number four, because he rescues an important account of Scripture from being a subjective rabbit trail and giving it the greater impact of God's preparation for the coming of Jesus the Messiah.
Thank you very much, Herman. Thanks for your vote. And listening in Illinois, Marla in Massachusetts says she's voting for soundbite number one. The large evangelical movement today ignores God's law and stresses God loves you, that we are wretched, sinful beings, filthy as rags, because of our separation from God is not preached to people. They don't even know that they are sinners. The law is indeed a gift. It shows us how sinful we are and how much we need Jesus, not just for now, but his gift of salvation. Marla, thanks for listening in Massachusetts. Thanks for your vote. Well, here's the winner. It's soundbite number two this week, Dr. Matt Richard, catechesis versus church fads. Let's listen to it again.
I've tried to run that track before, and it's just an unending, exhausting drivenness to try to be relevant versus looking at the timeless truths of the Small Catechism. You know, you have the law, and you have the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, And the great thing with that, when we catechize the church into something such as the small catechism and the greater context, which would be the scriptures, we're all being catechized into the same message, the same thing. And so therefore, Papa and Grandma and also the mom and dad and the youth are all going to be catechized and united in the same theology, the same doctrine that binds us together, versus if you are following every single trend that comes along, each of those different flavors of the month, they all have a different theological emphasis. So you're being catechized into different theologies that ultimately bring about this cognitive dissonance. And I know for myself, breathing in all of that, and I unfortunately did for many years, it ends up being all these different theologies basically trying to live in the same theological house, and they cannot stand. They war against each other, and a theological system cannot endure that. It comes collapsing down, and I believe that's exactly what we're starting to see in many American evangelicals' churches today.
The LPR bundle package this week, I think, is going to go to Roger in Olathe, Kansas. Roger, if you would send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talkback at issuesetc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package, and thanks to everybody who voted. Folks, let me remind you that Issues Etc. is listener-supported. We rely on each and every one of you for the continuation and the expansion of this worldwide outreach. Any size gift is deeply appreciated, and you can make a secure online donation at issuesetc.org. You can also make a financial contribution by check. Make your check payable to Issues Etc. and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. As always, thanks for listening, and thanks for your support. Monday on Issues Etc., we're going to give away the Issues Etc. Book of the Month, the Concordia Commentary on Galatians, to the listener with the best question or comment for Dr. Andrew Doss on the Book of Galatians. We've done the whole book. Now we're going to do any question, any comment that you want to make about the Book of Galatians for the expert, Dr. Andrew Doss, author of the Issues Etc., Concordia Commentary on Galatians, and we'll give the book away to one of our listeners as well. That's Monday on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you then. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Do you want a church with a rockin' band and a sermon series to help you live a better life? It's not here. Bethany Evangelical Lutheran Church in Fairview Heights offers authentic, historic Christianity to a world awash in fads and entertainment, and offers forgiveness of sins to people overwhelmed with guilt and shame. Join us Sundays at 9:30 on Old Collinsville Road in Fairview Heights, Illinois, to receive the life-giving gifts of God with us. Find out more online at bethanylcms.org.
Would you like to learn about the Reformation theology you hear on Issues Etc.? We'll send you a pamphlet of Luther's Small Catechism for free. It contains the biblical teachings on the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and confession and absolution. Order your free copy of Luther's Small Catechism today. Just send your name and mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org.